This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is understanding NOI and how it impacts a property's value. But before we get started, I just want to say, hey, how are you guys? Man, it's summertime. This is a great time to go looking for properties, man. Take a little vacation in an area where you're interested in properties and, you know, just kind of scoot around, look at a couple of things, but don't let it take, you know, away from your family or time with your wife or, you know, you just want to make sure, you know, you don't go a little too crazy. But hey, we're already out there, right? I mean, I was thinking about going to North Carolina. That'd be pretty fun, huh? But, you know, this is a good time also for renting, and tenants are looking for places. So you want to make sure you get out there and, you know, have some nice marketing going on here to get some good tenants in. So I just want to encourage you. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope your efforts are doing well. Want to let you guys know, I always like to throw in some tips here and there, but we have a little section in our Old Dogs website where you can go and find out about recommended services that we recommend. You go to the resources tab from the menu, and then you go to services. And then if you go into services there, you'll see these different services that I think are really valuable for folks out there that are interested in real estate investing or already involved in real estate investing. I even recommend some coaches, some folks I feel that are doing a good job in terms of, you know, what they're teaching and the way that they're teaching and helping out their folks in their programs. So, but a lot of things in there. One of the things I have in there is a link to Rentometer and or you could say Rentometer. I don't really know the proper pronunciation, but this is a service you guys probably know about, but I use it all the time. And it's really, really a good resource for me because when I'm looking in an area where I'm thinking of buying, first thing I want to do is find out what the rents are. Cause I'm looking at a property, I have the rent roll and their T12 and I'm looking at this place and I'm thinking, what are rents going for? So, Rentometer, it allows me to, you know, to put in the specifics, one bedroom, two bath, whatever the specs are on a particular unit you're looking at, and to see what others are charging. And then the cool thing is that they have a map that comes up. So you can actually click on a map and look where that particular property is. And actually, you know, if you wanted to do a Google map thing, you could go and look at that property and see, is this look like, you know, something that's similar to mine? And, you know, what's a neighborhood like? And just a lot of things that, you know, get an idea of what rents are and what differences there may be from one neighborhood to another. So I don't just look at it just for, oh, well, this is the average rent. This is the median rent. You know, the things that they give you, those are really valuable. But, you know, I look for, here's more my property is. I want to see what's across the street. And sometimes I'll just do the Google map thing too. And I'll look in there and I'll look across the street and literally look at a place, you know, see if there's a little sign out front where you can call to get rental information or just get an address, look it up and call them to get rents too. Cause I do a lot of, you know, a lot of behind the scenes, but the first thing I do is I go to Rentometer and that's a really great resource if you guys get a chance to use that, or if you haven't used it yet. Anyway, let's go into NOI, one of my favorite topics and a real important one. You know, no matter where you are in your career as a real estate investor, you'll benefit from understanding how to evaluate investment opportunities. Now, naturally, the profit from a given rental property is an important part for determining whether or not it'll be a good investment, right? And the net operating income, or as we call NOI, formula is one of the most important metrics real estate investors can use to calculate expected profits and a property's value. By simply measuring the ongoing costs of owning a rental property, an investor can analyze how much money he or she can potentially earn. Now, this makes the NOI a valuable standard for analyzing any real estate investment, and even for comparing potential deals. Therefore, understanding the NOI formula is vital to making good decisions in real estate investing. To get a firm grasp of the NOI, its components, and how to use it to evaluate investment properties, keep listening here, okay? So let's look at how the net operating income is defined, okay? Let's first start with that definition. In real estate investing, the net operating income is a formula to measure the amount of annual profit a rental property brings in after taking into account all income collected or revenue and subtracting its expenses, okay? So it's all the income that comes in, okay, minus expenses. In other words, the NOI formula enables real estate investors to get a better look at the potential profitability and financial health of an investment property in relation to how much it costs to operate it. While the NOI can change over time as the investment property's revenue and expenses fluctuate, real estate investors still believe that it provides valuable information about whether a given property will make enough rental income to support itself and its debt. In addition, while it may seem that the net operating income formula is similar to the cash flow formula, you realize that they're actually different metrics once you learn the components of the NOI formula and how to calculate net operating income. So, how do you calculate it? Well, it's pretty simple. NOI is generally calculated on an annual basis. So you're going to look at what that property generates in income over the year and what the expenses are for that 12-month period. So if you know what your monthly income and expenses are, okay, you just add. Now, I would say, some people will say, well, you just take your monthly income, your monthly P&L, and you times it by 12. Well, I think that that's kind of deceptive because there are certain months that you're going to have different expenses, like when it snows and you know, back east and that kind of thing, that you're going to have different expenses, heating costs and things of that nature, as to when it's hot. And there's also, there'll be maybe air conditioning expenses. So I prefer to take an actual last 12 months, that's what the T12 is, and you look at those 12 months and you calculate the total income and the total expenses, okay? With that, the formula basically is this. It's NOI equals your gross income, okay? And so that includes, you know, all of the income areas, I'll go into that, minus the operating expenses, okay? And it doesn't include your mortgage payment, okay? Now, so first, the gross income is the income your rental property generates in these various areas. Rental income, okay, that's the obvious one. The rent you collect each month. And you're calculating at as if it's 100% occupied, okay? You just take, if you've got 20 units, you're going to take 20 units and at whatever that rate is. If you haven't bought the property yet, you can find its potential rental income by looking at real estate comps in your area just to get a better idea. Also, there's other income. If it's a single family, it might have late fees. You may have storage opportunities. They can rent additional space for storage. There may be parking. You may have other things that will give you, you know, at least other forms of income. And I've got articles and some podcasts on how to find those areas where you can generate additional income. In a multifamily, for example, you would probably have things that be, you know, more, you could also have parking and storage, but you may have vending machines, laundry machine income, other types of services that might be available for your tenants that can also be factored into that income. And then the second half is the operating expenses, which consists of necessary expenses spent to maintain the investment property and run the rental property business. These things include things like, this is where you'll factor in vacancy. Okay, so if you've got vacancies, or you're going to calculate maybe a 5%, 10% vacancy, you know, this is where you put that into your equation. Also, your property taxes would come in here, your insurance, repairs and maintenance, things like, you know, that would fall in that category would be things like landscaping and lawn care, fixing broken air conditionings or, you know, clogged toilets or whatever that may be. Also, even turnaround expenses of a property where you maybe have to temporarily take on the utility bills for that property, for that unit. And you may have carpet cleaning or replacement of carpet altogether, maybe even putting in new flooring, you know, those types of things. Also, your property management fees, that would be included in expenses. Common area utilities, like things that are not paid by the tenant. So, for example, if tenant pays for electricity, you may be covering water and gas, for example. Other expenses too, like legal fees, marketing, administrative costs, advertising, you know, properties or vacancies, those types of things that are not paid by the tenant. So let's take a look at cash flow. I mentioned that earlier, versus net operating income. Okay, so it's important to note that the NOI formula doesn't include expenses related to property financing, like mortgage interest and mortgage payments, nor income taxes. This is because the net operating income focuses on how profitable the rental property itself is without including expenses that are specific to the real estate investor. So this shows how an investment property's NOI is not the same as its cash flow. Okay, cash flow is what's left after everything, and that includes the mortgage payments. But you want to look at a property relative to, you know, what it'll, why would you even do this? Why would you do it without that mortgage insurance? Because some people are going to pay cash for a property and they're not even going to have that factor in there. So you want to see what it can generate on its own and how much is left over there so that you can pay mortgage. Okay. So it's the essentially NOI is the net cash you earn before paying mortgage payments and income taxes. This gives you another benefit of calculating NOI, as it tells you how much cash you'll have available to pay that mortgage, as I mentioned. So a simple example of the net operating income equation is, let's say you're a real estate investor evaluating two rental properties that show you the following information, okay? You use NOI to analyze them and evaluate which one is worth buying. After running the numbers, you'll find that, let's say, rental property number one has a net operating income, an NOI, of $100,000. Minus $65,000 in expenses, okay, equals $35,000 NOI. Okay, so the $35,000 NOI. Rental property two, however, is it has a lower income. Okay, it only is bringing in $50,000. But its expenses are much lower. They're only $5,000. So that the NOI for that second property is $45,000. So even though the property brings in less NOI, even though that property brings in less income, okay, the expenses are so low that the NOI is higher. So you can see, while the first investment property generates more rental income, it has more operating expenses than the other. Therefore, the second property actually has a higher NOI, and that is it a better investment? In terms of net operating income, yes. However, there are other metrics that property investors need to consider before making an investment decision. NOI is just one of a number of different factors you want to bring into this and analyze. There are other equations we use. There are many ways to use the net operating income formula as a real estate investor. First off, before buying real estate property, investors calculate the NOI to determine if it's a good investment. They can ensure that a given rental property will generate enough money to cover additional non-operating costs and still make a positive cash flow. And, you know, we talk about here, cash flow is king at the Old Dogs REI Network, and we want to get as high cash flow as possible. And that's how we start that process to assess whether or not there is ample cash flow for your needs. Owners of rental properties can also use the NOI to decide if they need to improve that cash flow number. So there's no such thing per se as a good NOI. Instead, you can compare your property's net operating income to that of other similar properties in the same area. You can use comps, you can do other things to calculate out what other people's NOIs are. This allows you to see if your expenses are too high or rent is too low. And that's a real valuable, because if your expenses are way too high compared to what the market expenses are, then you need to get to the bottom of it and find out what is the issue, and is that something that you can improve upon. Moreover, real estate investors use the net operating income formula to find the cap rate or the value of the property, which is what I use it for a pretty regular basis, especially with multifamily. The cap rate is another metric in real estate investing where you calculate by dividing the NOI by the property's value. Okay, so this can be viewed as a sort of rate of return on a rental property purchased in all cash, for example. Let's say, for example, you pay $1 million for an investment property with an NOI of $100,000, then the cap rate is 10%. The higher the cap rate, the larger your return on investment. So you use these together, the cap rate along with the NOI, specifically when you're looking at things like value. Finally, the NOI is used by investors and lenders to calculate the debt service coverage ratio, or DSCR. This measures whether the property's income is enough to cover its operating expenses and pay monthly mortgage payments. To calculate the DCR or the DSCR, divide the property's NOI by the total debt service, and that's the annual total of your mortgage payments. Naturally, lenders prefer investment properties with high NOIs as they interpret this as evidence of a low probability of default on the loan. So in other words, the bank's looking for you to be profitable in this transaction before they're going to lend money on it. Now, this is the area that I wanted to kind of zero in a little bit here on, because I see a real value in this, especially again in the multifamily space, and that's using the NOI to determine the value of a property. Now, to estimate a property's value, keep in mind that that in multifamily, the banks are looking at that property not so much as what are other properties in that area similar to that property are selling for. That's what they do with single family homes, but multifamily, they look at it as a business and they look at the profitability. So they want to, the NOI is really important because that's going to show them what kind of value this property has. And so we estimate the value of a property, and this is what the banks use as well, is they to figure out the value, okay, they divide the NOI by the market cap rate. Okay, so value equals NOI divided by market cap. Now, the market capitalization rate, or the market cap, is not always easy to get, but I generally, for example, for myself, I'll ask a broker that's buying and selling in my area what the market cap rate is, and they can usually come up with a pretty good idea. Some of them right off the top of their head, some of them have to check it out and get back to you. But general, in the bank will have its way of calculating this as well. So you want to make sure you know what that market cap rate is if you're trying to estimate the value. So let's say, for example, you're going to buy a 20 unit apartment with an NOI of $100,000, and the market cap rate, let's say for that area, isn't that great, but let's say it's 5%. It's actually higher than California. No. Okay. But let's say it's got a market cap of 5%. If you divide the 100,000 by the market cap, okay, which would be 0.05, you get 2 million. Okay. So 2 million, that's the value of the property based on its profitability and everything that's going on for that property. Now, of course, you want to look at other similar properties, look at what they're doing. Your comps do come into the role, even with multifamily, but the hard calculations are in the NOI and the cap rate. So those are real important numbers to get. So let's say, for example, I do buy that property for $2 million because it's worth that much. But okay, let's say you decide I want to do some value add here. So you might look at things that you can do, maybe reduce expenses and maybe even increase the income. Okay, so on this property, for example, let's say it is so it's got 20 units. Okay, they average about $833 per unit. Let's say it's a two bedroom or one bath. The total income generated, and I'm going to keep it simple. I'm not going to add all the other income sources that could be there. But, if you have 20 unit building that's got $833 a month, times 12, whatever, you're going to have about $200,000 in income per year. Okay. And your expenses, and again, this is kind of rule of thumb. I always look at like 50%. The expenses shouldn't be more than 50% of the income. And it changes depending on the market or what have you, but that's a good rule of thumb. And so that means that the expenses each month are about $417, okay? So what I'm going to do is already this is under market, so I'm going to increase it, and I feel pretty comfortable that I can increase that, up to let's say $937 or $938 a month. Okay, so I'm coming in there. I might do some light improvements and things like that. I'm not calculating out any of the cap or any of the capital expenditures, let's say per se, but let's say I'm able to raise that 13%, which isn't a ridiculous amount to raise rents in coming into a new building, especially if it's under market. So I increase that. Okay, so now I'm $937.50 or $938 a month, and that brings my income numbers from $200,000 up to $225,000 a year now. But I'm also able to take a RUBS program, okay, which is a program where you take the utilities, that expenses you were paying, like the water and the gas, and you can add in trash and some other things in there. And those things would be divided up and paid for by the tenants. Okay, so it's like an additional charge that they have there based on the common area usage of these things. So I'm able to reduce the income significantly, the expenses, pardon me, by about 25%. So now instead of paying that $417, I'm only paying $312, a month. So now I've got a $225,000 income, and my expenses are only $75,000. So I've come down quite a bit, and now my NOI changes. My NOI is $150,000. So if you take that $150,000 and you divide it by market cap of 0.05, all of a sudden this value of the property is at $3 million. So you can see right there the power of NOI. I mean, if you could get into a property that has similar numbers and you're able to reduce expenses and increase income. Now, if you pour in some serious money and really upgrade this place, you could probably even ask more for your rent. But with that simple adjustment of an increase of rent of 13%, a reduction in expenses of 25%, you just made yourself $1 million just like that. So you can kind of see the power of NOI and understanding it, and also using it as a tool in order to add value to your property. So it's an essential evaluating and analyzing investment tool. It'll help you determine whether a given property is worth your time and money. It's a great assessment tool to make smarter decisions in real estate investing. However, the NOI serves as a basis for investment analysis and should not be the only calculation you use. On our website, I have a 3-minute rental property analyzer that I give away free for anybody that's interested. And it's a tool I use when I'm assessing a whole bunch of properties. I'm going through and I'm plugging in the income numbers and, just a few key boxes in this little form that it has on it. And it, spits all this information out. It even calculates the value of the property for you and the NOI and a lot of these major factors in there. So that's free. And I'll have a little link in the show notes here. You can click on it and you'll get a copy of the analyzer and a PDF doc that explains how to use it. So NOI, it's an important one to know, probably one of the most important, if not the most important calculation that you need to know in doing your investing. That is it for today, guys. So please note, everything I've talked about here today is going to be in our show notes at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode that is entitled Understanding NOI and How It Impacts a Property's Value. Oh, and don't forget, there's also be a link to that free 3-minute rental property analyzer. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king, real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.